I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A Nebraska man has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for sending prostitutes to strip on his neighbor's front porch. I got it wrong. I thought that they were strippers, but they're actual prostitutes. Yeah. They did this dozens of times over a 3 year period. Could you imagine like that? Just, that never ends.
No.
Just constantly stripper, 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 like all the time. Yeah, well, this guy was ended up sentenced. His name's Douglas Goldsberry. On Friday, he pled no contest in September to pandering. Douglas hired prostitutes to bare their boobies and strip on his neighbor's porch while he watched from his house and tugged it.
Jeez.
What a creepy.
Why didn't he just order him for his own house?
That's true. It'd be like way closer. You wouldn't need binoculars. But
true.
Obviously, he probably was excited by watching and doing all that creepy stuff. The family with two small children reported that women had showed up as many as 75 after the third time. I'm going to like start like sending out attack dogs or something. But 75 times since 2013, exposing themselves and sometimes kicking and knocking on the door saying, pay us, give us our money. So that's not cool. The couple says sometimes their two young children would be awakened by the unwanted disturbance that also caused marital stress and affected their professional lives. I can't imagine.
When I hear the name Doug, I just think of, what do tigers dream of when they take a little tiger snooze?
I think of Doug like our HR guy.
Well, yeah, I think about him too. But
we don't have a Doug in HR.
I think we do. That's like an HR name. Doug is an HR person's name. Let's go to Florida. A woman was arrested after drunkenly riding her horse down a busy highway. Okay. The police found the woman after a driver called to say she seemed confused and possibly in danger. When officer arrived, the woman was riding her horse on the highway. The woman had a blood alcohol level of 0.161. That's like crazy drunk. She was charged with DUI and animal neglect for failing to protect her horse. Like, I don't know. Like, if you just were riding your horse on like a country road and you were drunk, I say let you go. But you're on a highway. That's dangerous.
Because
I don't know. I don't count that as like a motor vehicle. But
not a good idea.
Kind of a dummy right there. And your final dummy of the day story this morning on the Joe and Alex Show: an Alabama woman is facing several charges after getting drunk and intentionally peeing in the back of a cop car.
Ayo.
Hey, lady. The woman was arrested after she tried to start several fights while visiting some friends at a house. You know that person. You see friends, you see family. She's always got to start something.
Well, there's Crystal trying to start stuff again.
Crystal can't be quiet. Crystal wants to fight about that man that she lost years ago that you now got. So she tried running out the back door after the fights, and police officers arrived, but she was stopped. She banged her head against the bars in the back of the squad car once they finally arrest her.
Ooh.
So officers took her out. After getting out, she dropped her pants and peed on the seat. While going to jail, she bragged, well, this car ain't new anymore, is it?
Wow.
She's charged with public intoxication, public lewdness, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
She sounds fun.